County Fairgrounds in Cool-Cadier. Do I have Johnny Hopeless on the line with me?
Oh, yeah. How are you doing?
I'm busy, aren't you?
Always, always, always.
Okay, so I'm glad I finally got you. So you've been Johnny Hopeless for how long?
About 15 years.
Okay, Mr. Johnny, do you want to tell our audience a little bit about what you do and how you got started?
Yes, well, originally, my name is Jonathan Joubert. I'm from Louisiana, and some friends of mine got together, and we've been playing music for years, and we were kind of in these, like, symphonic metal bands, so we always had to look at our fretboards and really concentrate, and we had this idea of just kind of creating this joke band that was all about Halloween and horror movies and that we could just have a good time with. And we started Jason and the Krugers, and that it all kind of spiraled from there.
Okay. So you're Jason and the Krugers. How many members do you have?
Well, that's, it's like this open door policy.
Okay.
And so, we have three core members that create like the skits and the music videos, songs, things like that. And then we have different players that come in and out.
Okay, but you also perform by yourself, right?
Yes, yes. So I perform as Johnny Hopeless, which is the singer from that band. And, you know, he's a zombie that is trying to find, he's trying to get his ex-girlfriend to fall in love with him again. So he's trying to be super popular and, you know, do comedy and music and win her love back. And so it's this kind of like silly story. And then I'll do cover songs and songs about horror movies and just do whatever I can to kind of entertain people that are out there, especially if you're stuck in line or you're if you're out in the woods. Like sometimes I'll do haunts where they're out in the woods and I'll just sing creepy songs while people walk by, things of that nature.
This is kind of an unusual occupation, you know?
Well, I enjoy doing unusual things. You know, I want to keep life interesting.
Yeah, I would think this would be interesting. So how did you really get into it?
Well, as I said, I mean, I've been playing music since I was 14. And and a really close friend of mine is pretty much, the brother from another mother. We got together and we were both just the kind of outcast kids that liked Halloween a little too much, you know, liked all the creepy horror movies and stuff and the music you're not supposed to like when you're a kid. And, but we both were those people that wanted to be kind of productive and didn't, we weren't what we joked around like the scene kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we just wanted to actually like make music. And, it was one of those things where I got involved in audio and video production. And then I kind of always wanted to be able to play the music that we wanted to, you know, without anybody else telling us what we can and can't do. And we still do, I still do work for hire and, you know, I'll do, movies and scores and things of that nature. But this was just something that was a lot of fun. And it kind of always reminded me of why you do music in the first place. You know, why people go to shows. It's to have a good time.
Okay, so do you have another occupation or do you make a living by doing this?
Both. You know, I get paid for all the shows. So I try to do, like, the full band does private parties and private things. And then I'm available, like my character, Johnny Hopeless, I'll do haunts, different haunts within the U.S. and then private parties. I do stand-up comedy as well as that character, play music as that character. And then I also do audio and video production. So it's kind of like that entire world that I'm involved in.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could make a living doing what you're describing.
Right, right. It's typically seasonal, but they have, especially now, they do a lot of terror cons and horror movie festivals. And, you know, like I said, I guess it was weird that the creepy nerd culture in us, we actually built something that could be sustainable for weird fans, you know. Like there are some of us who just, it's that seasonal love. And then as you are, I'm sure you're aware of, Halloween's a huge season now. And then people have a lot of fun with it.
So are you like bookable for festivals?
Yes, yeah, for anything.
So what are some of the festivals that you've done?
Well, typically we've done haunted houses. So, like, we played House of Shock. We've played, I'm doing Hell Scream here. We've done Fright Trail in Louisiana. So it's kind of like that weird novelty act. And then we play different venues, you know, out in Texas and Louisiana, which is where, as I said, I was from Louisiana. So we basically did the South. And then whenever I moved up here, it was just something that I was like, man, I really enjoy doing it. So I'm just going to keep doing it. And then we still make like music videos and sketches and things of that nature as well.
Okay, so sometimes you perform with the band and sometimes you don't. So
correct.
Are they pretty much the same members as they were when you started?
Oh, yeah. Like the two core members, I've been doing it with these guys, Corey Salimi and Juan Salinas, for 15 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You must get some kind of weird reactions when you perform, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. But, you know, it's very interesting because as a performer, you know, you realize that as the zombie, people allow for their willing suspension of disbelief much more, so you can be a little more playful and silly, and they all kind of accept it, especially because the background story for my particular character is to try to convince people that not all zombies are bad. He's just stupid, you know? he's just dumb. He's a zombie, and so he tries to get things right, and it's kind of like the trope of the tragic hero. And it's important for me to have that kind of backstory. You know, like I did this one Comic-Con where we got up and The Walking Dead was there, and I got up in character and asked them if they would swear to stop hitting us in the head so hard. You know, like I'm an advocate for the living impaired and trying to.
Oh.
Right, yeah. So, again, it's just a very fun, creative way to be. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, it's definitely strange and unusual.
Mr. Zombie, are you a married man?
Yes.
Well, I have to ask this question. What does your wife think of this?
Oh, man, I couldn't do it without her. It's awesome. I've known her since high school, you know?
Yeah.
We have an amazing story, and she's always been supportive. She was one of the few people in my life where I would have this weird idea and get up in the middle of the night, you know? And some people would get angry about that. And she's like, oh, no, go get it out. You know, go get it out. Go play your song or get that melody out of your head. And I think that's very important to have someone, especially if you're involved in the entertainment industry at all. You know, it's super important to have someone there that can ground you and remind you of how absurd everything is. But you have to have someone else that's on the same kind of path as you, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how much zombies can be grounded, do you?
Well, that's where they come from, you know? They have to get out of there. You know, they live.
Yeah. Do you have any kids?
Yes, I do. I have
two
children, a boy and a girl.
Uh-huh. What do they think of this?
They mock me all the time and say that I'm the reason that they're weird, and they're okay with it. You know, but I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Do you scare their friends?
sometimes, but I don't know, man. It's very weird. Like whenever I was growing up, I'd always kind of make them watch me do the makeup stuff, but I would never let them watch like the movies or super scary stuff, you know, because I just didn't want them walking around that in their head. But if they grew up watching how it was done, like the behind the scenes of it, then they would get it, you know? And so it's made for a very interesting upbringing, I'm sure. You know, because they grew up with their uncles playing heavy metal in the room, and then, you know, the character Johnny Angel dresses up like Santa Claus, but he's got bloody bandages all over his face. And his, you know, and they're just, we try to be comical and silly with it as well.
Okay, so the zombie Christmas character does shows?
Oh, yeah, Johnny Hopeless. Yeah, I like to do A Nightmare Before Christmas. And so I'll do, like, acoustic songs based off of, like, Christmas horror movies. You know, Black Christmas or you know, Gremlins. We have a song on Gremlins because whenever I was younger, I used to do this Gizmo impression just to make fun of stuff. And so we threw it in the song to be silly.
Mm.
Yeah. And there's a horror movie now. I don't know how familiar you are with the horror genres, but now they make them all in line with holidays. So you're going to have an entire now it's Thanksgiving, right? So they have Thanksgiving, and then summer we'll do like summer beach parties, and then Christmas is Your Nightmare Before Christmas, and all your Christmas horror movies, and just going down the rabbit hole, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So how old are your kids, by the way?
They are not quite teenagers yet, I'll say that.
Okay, so they're used to you by now.
They are definitely used to me by now.
Have you ever done any performances that you've had problems with that you regret doing?
Not really. I mean, I go out there with the idea of just trying to have fun. And one of the things, too, is I grew up involved in, like, Boys and Girls Club and stuff. So, like, if I'm in an environment where it's an all-ages environment, then I kind of tailor it to that. And when I see kids that are kind of scary, then I tend to just make them laugh or get them to, you know, not be so frightened or terrified.
Mm.
And just play along with that.
Are there places you'd like to perform that you have not had the chance?
To be honest, any haunted houses in the U.S. available, you know, anywhere. As long as they're cool, I love it. Like, it's just, like I said, anything like that, those are fun to me.
So you've performed in all the states?
No, I've performed in, Texas, Washington, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Colorado, northern Washington state.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, yeah, so those are the states I've hit so far.
What states would you like to perform in?
You know, I need to play in Salem. You know, I need to play in Salem, Massachusetts. I need to, why not, right? And if they don't have a Halloween scene that's good, that's their fault. They're failing miserably. I think they're failing us. And in Germany, there's this Krampus festival. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all. Where they dress like so they take on the Krampus is like this giant winter demon, and it goes through town and it gets all the bad kids, and it takes them away. And so they have this festival. They have this festival in Germany where everybody dresses up like the giant monsters. Look it up when you get a chance. They dress up like Krampus and they go to all the kids that were misbehaving and they pull them out, you know, and shame them through the town, and then they celebrate at the end.
Sounds scary, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun.
Okay, so do you want to leave any information as to how people can reach you?
Yeah, look up Johnny Hopeless Undead Entertainer or Jason and the Krugers on all our social medias. We have a link tree, Jason and the Krugers, and then you can see all of our music videos and random collections of our songs, and we hope you like what we do. And if you don't, we're not for everybody.
I hope you have fun sleeping at night.
I do.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Johnny.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.